I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. For over a century, the photographs published in National Geographic have been key in defining our perceptions of the world around us. In that time, the magazine's photographers have not only focused on distant lands, but also on our own country and people. The retrospective exhibit, National Geographic, Greatest Photographs of the American West, brings a part of that legacy to the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus in Eugene, beginning on Saturday, September 28th. In conjunction with that, National Geographic photographer Sam Abel will give a talk called My Journey in Photography, on September 28th at 2 p.m. He joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here.
The photographic life is one of learning to see deeply and using the camera to allow others to see through our eyes. Is there a particular way of seeing the world that you've come to focus on?
Well, I've been called on to photograph different cultures, including our own. But I photographed in Russia and Japan and Australia, Asia, South America, and Africa. But I have a long abiding interest in the photography of the American West, and that's what brings me here today and this weekend.
Talk about a couple of those projects that have come to represent your work in the American West.
The principal Western assignment that I did was a biography on the life of Charlie Russell, the cowboy artist of Montana. It was for the magazine, not the book division. And I guess that I lost track of the fact that Russell's paintings, drawings, sculptures, letters, and even photographs of him would be in the article. I thought it was my vision of his life, not his actual work. But of course, when the magazine article came out, there were only 8 photographs of mine in the article, and I had taken more than 25,000 photographs over a year. Now, 25,000 is not a large number, and 8 is not a small number, if the 8 are good. And 2 of the photographs, 2 of those 8, are in this exhibit.
In one of those photographs, and in perhaps all photographs, I think context is as important as the subject in terms of the storytelling art of photography. It's not just the primary person or thing in the image, it's everything around it, correct?
That's right. I was asked in an interview once what went into a publishable National Geographic photograph. And I said, in one word? And they said, yes. And I said, well, that one word would be everything. Great light, great setting, great context, as you said, great moments, and all of them put together in a compelling composition.
Photography has the power not only to capture the world, but to change it. Images can motivate viewers to preserve land or to right injustices or to simply appreciate this magnificent beauty of the American West or other surroundings. How would you characterize what your photographs of the American West have done in that regard?
Well, I worked with Stephen Ambrose, the distinguished American historian, on the Lewis and Clark book. And toward the end of our field work on the Missouri River in Montana, Ambrose stood up in his canoe and shouted over to mine and said, Sam, take a picture of that cottonwood tree. Well, the light was nothing. The setting was nothing. It was everything a geographic photograph was not. But he was insistent, and I photographed it. Later, I asked him why, and he said, those cottonwoods were the great trees of the American River West. They were the great trees of the Lewis and Clark expedition. And now they're all going away. I want a picture of those trees because I'm giving all my money from this book to the American Rivers Council to help protect the trees and bring back the cottonwoods. So I can't tell you what I've done directly like that, but I can tell you what Ambrose did. And I can tell you that the conscience of the people that work at National Geographic is, I would call it green. I would call it preservationist, conservation.
What is it you think you've learned about the American West through the process of photographing it? Perhaps things that surprised you?
When I started out my career, I wanted to romanticize the American West. Part of me still does. I think if you're an Easterner, as I am, you have a romance that the world shares, really, about the American West. But over time, through Ambrose's tutelage, and through simply looking at the changes that are sprawling across the West, I've become more of a realist in my photography.
How's the journey changed you in return personally as you photographed?
It sobered me about the future. I think that in 1970, when I did my first photography of the West, the centennial story of Yellowstone National Park, I was enthralled by the majesty, the untouched majesty of the West. And I only looked at that. And now I look and see with seriousness and sobriety, you might say, about the future and how this West will look 50 years from now.
And in your talk on Saturday, what will you focus on and what would you like to leave with attendees?
I learned photography from my father. And so I want to talk about relations, human relations, fathers and sons, mothers and sons. It's always been easy for me to describe the influence of my father. He taught me photography. I can say it in a sentence. But it took me years to understand the influence of my mother. It was 20 or 25 years into my career that I realized she taught me what to photograph. So I'm going to be talking about my growth, my life, the adventures and misadventures of a National Geographic photographer.
Sam Abel, one of the many photographers whose work is represented in the traveling exhibit National Geographic, Greatest Photographs of the American West, which opens at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus on Saturday, September 28th and runs through December 31st. Sam Abel will give a talk called My Journey in Photography at 2 p.m. on September 28th and be a part of the free public reception on Friday evening, September 27th. For more information on the exhibit, jsma.uoregon.edu, and for the work of Sam Abel, Sam Abel-thephotographiclife.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.